Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. Listen up. This is the Rose Colombo, and I am having a 15-minute update today on injuries and deaths post-COVID-19. Are human beings an endangered species? This is getting very, very serious and of major concern in America and around the world. Listen, this show is taped live. You can come back to www.blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles, scroll down, listen to this particular 15-minute update or any of the past shows with major authors and experts on your favorite topic. Most shows are archived. So let's get started. This is my 15-minute VAERS update, V-A-E-R-S, linked to CDC and healthcare, on the COVID experimental and trial jabs with gene therapy, according to doctors, and unknown consequences because it's never been used on Americans before, raising the question, should the FDA have approved an emergency trial and experimental vaccine that includes therapy that has never been used on human beings but has been used on animals, a myriad of animals, according to Dr. Penny and other doctors, and all the animals died, so why would they go from forcing, mandating, coercing, it looks like it borders on extortion as well, and punishing people who refuse to be used as guinea pigs for an experimental trial vaccine with gene therapy, according to doctors, that killed all the animals, and start jabbing humans without long-term and short-term case studies on the direct adverse health effects to individuals around the world, including the USA, who is the superpower leader and whose big pharma, major corporations tied to the investments of people like Bill Gates, who also invests in CDC and vaccine research with Dr. Fauci, and many other wealthy people, including big giant wealthy billionaires on Wall Street and social media, who also are alleged to have funded the research for biochemical warfare virus in Wuhan. So let's get started, because these reports are going to be read from the VAERS report in the USA, TGA in Australia, gov.uk in United Kingdom, and EURDRA Vigilance in Europe. And they are dated from March through June 2021 of recorded deaths and injuries. We don't even know how many people are actually dead or injured after they were vaxxed, because many aren't recorded and by the nursing homes, the hospitals, the doctors, or reported online to VAERS and CDC. So to date, tens of thousands are dying around the world who were healthy in many cases and immediately had a reaction and died, or weeks later, like my mother and my friend's dad who died, and are having injuries like my mother and other friends who got COVID afterwards. So these are true injuries and deaths that are being reported by people who either had loved ones or friends who were healthy and or had pre-existing conditions perhaps, and either were injured or died, or they were not compensated either, because they will not be compensated for the deaths of loved ones or injuries by Big Pharma. Congress granted 100% immunity before these jabs began. And why did they do that? You should be asking each of them, writing them, and ask them to report in writing to you. They granted 100% immunity to Big Pharma and protected billionaire CEOs from any liability, whether it be criminal, financial, or civil liability for these FDA emergency trials and experimental vaccines with gene therapy, according to doctors. And in other words, the news also reported that although the insurance companies collected millions or billions from customers around the nation to help pay for death and injury policies, it appears that the insurance companies, according to the news, are refusing to pay the premiums under the guise that they don't cover the FDA's emergency trial and experimental vaccines and gene therapy. So you need to get on board and get active and start contacting your representatives, because people need to ask the questions that if the customers at the time of taking out those and signing for those insurance policies for accidental or any type of death and paid into them and are active and up to date, were they told that they would not be protected if the FDA declared trials and experimental prescriptions or vaccinations or gene therapy? Did the insurance companies designate that into their contracts in writing and explain it to you verbally? So all of these issues need to be addressed. So right now, let's go to COVID-19 vaccine and death and injuries. TGA Australia, 303 deaths. Not sure about the injuries as of June 17th, 2021. gov.uk, United Kingdom, 1,047 deaths, 725,079 injuries as of April 21st, 2021. VAERS in the United States reported, and I heard it was increased to around 7,000 now, but at the time of this report, it's 5,888 deaths and 25,359 injuries. There is a doctor who said that the reality is that there has been about 50,000 deaths in the USA. And then Eudra Vigilance in Europe reported 12,184 deaths and, get this, 1,196,190 human beings injured in Europe as of 5/22/2021. And these are only the people that have been reported and recorded for deaths and injuries after getting the jabs. The experimental and trial jabs that were used on animals, a variety of animals who all died, and they went directly to human beings and began jabbing humans using fear-mongering, coercion, borders on extortion, in my opinion, and rewards. If you get vaccinated with this gene therapy, that is a trial and an experiment with unknown consequences to your body, like death or injury, short-term or long-term. We have no idea how many will be injured in the fall, the winter, and long-term, because they also, the White House and Congress, allowed Big Pharma to bypass long-term case studies, which is the ethical thing that they've always done in the past, to do no harm to human beings, which they swear to do. And they have bypassed the long-term case studies and the findings published in medical journals to report on the benefits versus the direct adverse health effects. During the swine flu, they stopped the pandemic and the vaccines that were not long-term case studied after 25 deaths, but not this time around. 652 miscarriages by VAERS in the United States. 1,737 Bell's palsy reported by VAERS, United States. 2,039 menstrual disorders reported by VAERS in the United States. 2,190 heart attacks reported by VAERS in the United States. 3,327 reproductive and breast disorders reported by Eudravigilance, AstraZeneca in Europe. 4,583 disabled by reported by VAERS in the United States. 5,071 blood disorders, including one death, reported by gov.uk related to Pfizer. 6,271 respiratory disorders, including 33 deaths, reported by gov.uk related to Pfizer. 9,748 cardiac disorders, 311 deaths, Eudravigilance in Europe, report related to AstraZeneca. 10,591 eye disorders, including 8 deaths, reported by gov.uk, related to AstraZeneca. 11,459 vascular disorders, 225 deaths, Eudravigilance in Europe, related to Pfizer. 12,272 psychiatric disorders, 21 deaths, Eudravigilance in Europe reported, related to AstraZeneca. 15,608 gastrointestinal disorders, including 15 deaths, reported by gov.uk, related to Pfizer. 34,074 skin disorders, including 2 deaths, reported by gov.uk, AstraZeneca. 141,437 nervous system disorders and 388 deaths, reported by Eudravigilance in Europe, related to AstraZeneca. I would definitely encourage you to write to your representatives, call their offices, ask their staff questions, and to pass them on to their to your representatives, because you're not going to get the representative. Email them, go on their Facebook, go on their congress.org, go on their White House websites, and contact them about your concerns about millions of people being injured who were once healthy people, and the deaths that are rising in the tens and tens of thousands of people who were once healthy people and now dead, like the animals they tested on. All the animals they tested on were fine, according to Dr. Penny, when they first were tested, but on the second jab, they all died. And many are reporting that they are getting to their friends and family that they got COVID after they got jabbed and were healthy before they got jabbed. Why would you want to get COVID if you do not have COVID? Why are we being forced to wear masks that cut off our oxygen supply when COVID and all flus cut off our oxygen supply and people die because they can't get enough oxygen into their lungs? And it damages the brain and the organs, the cells, and the immune system when you do not have enough oxygen in your body. God bless you. God bless America. Share this with everyone you know, and let's keep track of what is happening in the USA and Europe and other countries to innocent people who are being used as human commodities for profit by big pharma and billionaires who are invested in this program of what appears to be a potential genocide and depopulation of the planet.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.